Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Engel. Let's talk about drugs. Massachusetts appears to be inching its way towards drug legalization. In 2008, 65% of voters decided to decriminalize marijuana possession. Now, anyone in possession of an ounce or less of marijuana faces at most a civil fine of $100. That's less than a traffic ticket for going more than 10 miles over the speed limit. This November, Massachusetts voters will likely revisit the issue to vote on legalizing medical marijuana. If this passes, doctors could prescribe the drug for certain conditions, and 35 nonprofit treatment centers would be established around the state. If the trend is towards drug law relaxation, then those curious about what our future might look like should consult the recent book, Drugs and Drug Policy, What Everyone Needs to Know, by Mark Kleiman, Jonathan Calkins, and Angela Hawken. Although critical of the so-called war on drugs, the authors are even more sobering about the potential problems with drug legalization. To begin with, there is the uncertainty. No country in the world has free legal commerce in marijuana, cocaine, or heroin. What most people mean by legalization is no more criminal penalties for use, only for production, distribution, and selling. Interestingly, this is also what America did with alcohol during Prohibition. The Volstead Act did not make it illegal to have a drink. It criminalized participation in the alcohol market. Those who support drug legalization while denouncing alcohol prohibition contradict themselves. Legalization would probably increase drug consumption and dependence, because availability would increase and prices would fall. Our current drug laws operate like a tax that drives up the cost of doing business for drug dealers. Of course, we do now have legal but regulated alcohol, but our experience there is not exactly encouraging. Alcohol is responsible for about 100,000 deaths a year, compared with only 25,000 for all illegal drugs combined. There are 1.5 million DUIs every year, and we still have a massive law evasion problem associated with underage drinking. Legalization's advocates need to explain how to reconcile granting permission to consumers to buy that which dealers are forbidden to sell. In addition to the obvious hypocrisy of this situation, if legalization increases demand, then it could easily lead to a more active and violent drug market, thus worsening the problem it was supposed to solve. Could we replace illicit drug markets with some sort of legal availability? Well, we would need to think about how to minimize problem use. 20% of drug users consume 80% of the product. Were drugs produced, marketed, and sold just like any other product, whoever is in that business would possess a strong profit incentive to create and sustain abusive consumption patterns. For firms in the alcohol business, supplying moderate use is a side business. There is also the possibility of government monopolies, which would make drugs available without promoting their use. The details would be crucial here. Does anyone think that the New Hampshire Liquor Commission doesn't somehow promote liquor use, but only instead, quote, makes it available? Not that our drug law enforcement efforts don't have their own contradictions. The drug war attempts to reduce the total number of abusers and addicts and reduce the overall damage from drug use and trafficking. Unfortunately, these goals conflict. The drug war makes drugs more expensive, which may reduce overall use, but makes crime more tempting to addicts. Illicit markets are less customer-friendly and have no ultimate recourse for adjudication of their disputes other than violence. Our drug laws put a lot of people in prison. At present, the U.S. has 500,000 people in prison for drug law offenses, which is 20% of all prisoners. So we're in a bind. The problem is complex, which should make us wary of simplistic solutions and any incremental slide into legalization without an honest debate. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Engel on AM 830 WCRN.